KJAN Sports.
And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with this look at sports, recapping some of the scores from Friday's action in high school football quarterfinal action, and a game you heard on KJAN, an eight-player action. It was Murray over Adair Casey, 70-54. Murray knocked Adair Casey out of the semifinals, actually out of the semifinals at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, and Murray will take on Clarksville at 10 a.m. next Thursday at the Unidome in those semifinals. Also in eight-player action, it was Tabor Fremont Mills over East Mills, 58-22. And Tabor will take on Fremont Mills, that is, will take on Armstrong Ringstead in eight-player semifinal action at the Unidome next Thursday, beginning at 1 o'clock. In Class A, it was Madrid over Bedford by a score of 22-0. In Class A, that'll be Madrid taking on Britt West Hancock next Friday at 1:30 at the semifinals in Cedar Falls. The Iowa Hawkeyes will be at home to take on Michigan today in the Big Ten. We'll have a pregame for that coming up for you at 9 o'clock here on the station where your friends are. The Hawkeye defense is struggling and needs to find a way to slow down a Michigan offense, which is led by quarterback Denard Robinson, that ranks at the top of the Big Ten.
Yeah, Robinson's just playing with more confidence now. He's a much better player than he was a year ago. Not that he was bad last year. I'm not suggesting that, but he's a year further into his development. He's got a good supporting cast. They've got a very good offensive line, as good as we've seen this year. And, they're well pieced together. And, I think that's, they're really good. They're comfortable with what they're doing. You know, and they've got a lot of good players executing well out there.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. Sophomore running back Fitzgerald Toussaint has also put up some impressive numbers.
He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he runs really tough, and he's very, very athletic. They got a lot of guys that move around, and Robinson's a pretty good running back, too. He happens to throw for it pretty well, unfortunately. And they'll even use him back there with the other guy, the younger kid, playing quarterback. So they got a lot of guys that can hurt you. They're a pretty athletic group.
Michigan is 7-1 under first-year coach Brady Hoke, and the defense has made significant progress. Iowa's 5-3 overall and 2-2 in the Big Ten. Again, we'll have coverage of that Iowa versus Michigan game coming up for you. The pregame is at 9 o'clock. Kickoff slated for 11 here on KJAN. Meanwhile, Iowa State is at home in the Big 12 to take on Kansas today. The Cyclones picked up their first conference victory last weekend with a 41-7 win at Texas Tech and now host a Jayhawk team that's winless in league play. ISU coach Paul Rhodes is taking nothing for granted.
And that's probably one of the most...
They're a talented football team. They got ability to compete with anybody in this league, and that continues to be proven week in and week out with the scheduling in this league. So there is nothing that doesn't scare us in preparation of this football team.
Rhodes says he hopes the Cyclones can build off of that momentum.
Now that we've played a complete game, how good can we get in the last four games here of the regular season? And I think our team's excited about that challenge. They had fun Saturday night. They saw the success of great week-long preparation and then game day execution, and they're excited to see what we can add to that as we push forward.
Kickoff in Ames is at 11:30 this morning. And Northwestern will bring its spread offense to Nebraska today, the kind that the ninth-ranked Huskers used to go against week after week in the Big 12. The Cornhuskers defensive coordinator says Northwestern's Dan Persa is close to, if not the best, quarterback Nebraska has faced. Persa has been sharing time with the versatile Kane Coulter, and the pair have combined to throw for 289 yards a game in Big Ten play. Nebraska has been playing some of its best defense the last two games, holding Minnesota and Michigan State at under 300 yards total. That game time is set for 2:30 this afternoon in Lincoln. Also in sports this morning, New York Giants coach Tom Coughlin says running back Ahmad Bradshaw of the New York Giants does not need surgery to repair a broken bone in his right foot. The five-year veteran missed his third straight practice today and is listed as doubtful for Sunday's game at New England. New York Jets wide receiver Plaxico Burress is questionable for the team's game at Buffalo tomorrow. He has a sore lower back. Bills outside linebacker Chris Kelce is questionable for tomorrow's game against the Jets because of a calf injury. Coach Chan Gailey says that Kelce will be a game-time decision. Browns running back Peyton Hillis has re-injured his left hamstring. Hillis, who has missed Cleveland's past two games with the injury, pulled up following a running play in practice. Rams quarterback Sam Bradford was active in practice and has been listed as questionable for tomorrow's game at Arizona. Bradford has missed two games with a high left ankle sprain. Arizona quarterback Kevin Cobb is listed as doubtful for tomorrow's game against the St. Louis Rams, and that means second-year pro John Skelton will probably start in his place. Cobb did not practice all week because of a turf toe injury. And there's good news and bad news for the Pittsburgh Steelers. The good news involves linebacker James Harrison, who is expected to play against the Ravens on Sunday. He's missed the past four games with a broken orbital bone. The bad news involves linebacker Lamar Woodley, who will not play tomorrow night due to a hamstring injury. And that's a look at sports here on KJAN. Iowa Hawkeye football heads your way at 9 o'clock. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.